Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Tzadi Zayin, Chapter 97, Light and Joy. If you were ever at a wedding and a big Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, a gadol, entered the hall, you may have heard the band suddenly stop what they were playing and change tunes, with the crowd singing the following words from this perek, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Or Zaruah LaTzadik UliYishrei Lev Simcha. Light is sown for the tzaddik and happiness for the upright. Rashi explains that Hashem literally planted light in the world, ready to sprout forth for the tzaddikim of the world. Matudas David comments that when you plant something, a lot more of that thing grows in the future. So, for example, if you have an apple, then you are now in the possession of, well, one single apple. But if you take a seed from that apple and plant it, then in the future, there will be a tree which can produce hundreds and maybe even thousands of apples. Light represents reward, schar, it represents goodness. Hashem planted light for the tzaddikim, and this light, this reward for the righteous choices that were made, is compounded. It grows exponentially. Tzaddikim will reap tremendous light in the future. When we hear the word tzaddik, we may think that word has nothing to do with us. I'm not a tzaddikus, the thought may cross our mind, but no one is born a tzaddik or a tzaddikus. A tzaddik is made, choice by choice, action by action, effort by effort, one decision at a time. We can choose to live our lives striving each moment to grow into a tzaddikus. We can indeed grow into righteous people. We can ask ourselves, how would a righteous person act now? And then take that action. We can ask ourselves, how would a righteous person speak now? And then speak in that manner. We can ask ourselves, how would a righteous person, a tzaddikus, react now? And then react like that. Let's take a look at the second half of the pasuk. UliYishrei Lev Simcha, the upright. People who are straight, honest, who have perfected their relationships with other people, the result for Yishrei Lev are not future-oriented like the tzaddik. The reward for those who act with honesty, with yashrus, is immediate here in this world. It's the great reward of simcha, of joy. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.